The Horde pitches us into a key moment in the history of England, when an Anglo-Saxon king, Athelstan, at last defeated the Viking invaders and built the beginnings of the Kingdom of England. Above all, it shows us the range of contacts enjoyed by the Vikings while they were running northern England. These Scandinavians were tremendously well connected, as the historian Michael Wood makes clear.
There's Viking arm ring from Ireland. There's coins minted as far away as Samarkand and Afghanistan and Baghdad, you know, and this gives you a sense of the reach of the age. These Viking kings and their agents and their trade routes spread across Western Europe, Ireland, Scandinavia. You read Arab accounts of Viking slave dealers on the banks of the Caspian Sea, Gully the Russian, so-called because of his Russian hat, and he was Irish, this guy, you know, dealing in slaves out there on the Caspian. And those kind of trade routes, the river routes down to the Black Sea, through Novgorod and Kiev and these kind of places, you can see how, in a very short time, coins minted in Samarkand, say, 915, could end up in Yorkshire in the 920s.